תן לנו להיות בישיבה כל
היום. ברכות השחר, we're up to סימן נון בית, chapter 52, and this talks about דין מי ששהה לבוא לבית הכנסת עד ישתבח, ובו בית סעיפים. This is talking about who has delayed to come to the בית הכנסת, he wasn't there on time, and he comes in by ישתבח. Two סעיפים. אלף. תפילת ציבור. The prayer with the community, hiritzuya umekubelet leolam. It is always acceptable. It is always wanted by Hashem. Hashem always wants the prayer. When it means always, an individual sometimes yes, sometimes no. There are times that God listens more. Sometimes God listens less. But when you daven bitzibur with a minyan together. Then Hashem listens all the time. Leolam. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, the verse states, Kabir lo yim'as. Kabir means the strong. When you come with a minyan, that's a kabir. Lo yim'as. Hashem does not listen, doesn't disregard it. Does not mo'es. He does not not listen to it. Ve'omer. And then yet there is another Pasuk. It says, Pada b'shalom nafshi mikrav li ki berabim hayu imadi. So that means in the pasuk, it means this is in Tehillim Perek Nun Hei. By the way, this is a very popular pasuk. There's also a song in this pasuk because the rebbes, the Alter Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, they were freed from jail when they were saying this pasuk. So the Gemara darshens, the Gemara expounds this verse. Pada b'shalom nafshi mikrav li. This means that Hashem saved nafshi, pada nafshi, b'shalom, mikravli, mikrav haya milchama, Hashem pada oto, lama, how? Ki berabim hayu imadi, because I was with the rabim, I was with the tzibur, because I prayed with the tzibur, kol ha-mestabel, kol ha-mitpalel ma-tzibur, lifikach. And therefore, because it is so important to daven with the minyan, Mi sheba libet knesset, libet haknesset, one who comes to the synagogue, umatza tzibur bisof pisukei dizimra, and he finds that the community is at the end of the verses of song. Yesh lo lidaleg pisukei dizimra. He should skip the verses of song. Kidei litpalel im hatzibur. In order to pray with the community. Now, this is the ruling, the way the Shulchan Aruch rules. We already studied the letter that the Rebbe brings down from the later. Actually, we'll see in a minute. Actually, the ruling is for the people that come late. The main thing is we have the Kavanah. So you start with the Minyan. If the Minyan davens fast, you go slow by your pace. And at least you start with the minyan. The kavana is the most overriding factor. But let's see. We'll see over here what it says. So he says over here, shepesukei dezimra gam ken lo nitaknu elo bishvila tfila. The reason for the verses of song, the whole reason why they were instituted in the first place was because of the davening. Why do we do pesukei dezimra? We do it for the davening. So that it should be appealing, and it should be accepted by Hashem. Why do we do the Pesukei Dizimra? That's an introduction for the tefillah. Because when we're going to pray to Hashem, we want Hashem to listen to us. How do we get Hashem to listen to us? By first saying verses of song, Pesukei Dizimra. Al yidei shemisader shvacho shel makom techila, by first organizing the praise of Hashem, ve'achar kach yitpalel, and then later on he davens. So v'im kein, if so, mutav liyitpalel im hatzibur. So then you're better off davening with the tzibur, because if you're going to not daven with the tzibur because you're saying pesukei dezimra, you're missing the whole point. The whole idea for the Pesukei Dezimra is to help your prayer. But if we say that when you pray with the minyan, your tefillah is mekubal, so you're going to lose the minyan on the account of what? Of Sukkah de Zimra, when the whole purpose of Sukkah de Zimra is to help your davening, and you're losing out on your davening because you won't be able to daven with the minyan.
But on the other hand, you come to Abish's house and start to him like passing by without all his
praise.
Names and praise.
Okay, so when you have to, okay, so the best thing is not to come late and to come on time and do the right thing. But we're talking about what we do after the fact.
What has happened?
Yashos tefilosi mekubelet vaday. And then his prayer is definitely accepted. Because even if you do Pesukei de Zimra properly, and you pray after the Pesukei de Zimra, that's a way to help that Hashem should accept your davening, but there's no guarantee. But when you daven with the minyan, then you guarantee Hashem to listen. You don't need the Pesukei de Zimra to guarantee that. You're already davening with the minyan. The minyan already is guaranteed. Now, so one is going to ask you, Imken, if so, so maybe when we daven with the minyan, we shouldn't do Pesukei de Zimra altogether. Right? Because you're going to say, listen, the Shimon Esrei b'minyan is mekubal vadai. So why bother with saying the Pesukei de Zimra? But it's understood, even though mekubal vadai, but if everybody says the Shvacho shel makom, it's even better, even for the Tefillah shel Tzibur. It's only when you have to balance and weigh. More important, because you can't do both. It's either you're going to do the Pesukei de Zimra, or you're going to daven with the minyan. You can't do both. So then we say, listen, do what's for sure, which is the davening with the minyan, even though you're going to have to miss on the Pesukei de Zimra. After tefillah, you have to finish everything up. You have to make up.
You have to make up.
Everything you missed, yeah. It's not going to help you.
It's still just incomprehensible for me. I mean, first of all, on the beginning, it's make for my personal. I definitely not able to argue. Just my personal feeling, it's make me lax because what reason to come on time? I mean, if I'm anyhow not gonna be catching up with all minion, you're gonna come and start from any place where they are, and then anyhow I will catch it up if I would like to.
You're basically saying that there is no incentive.
Yeah,
to be in time, because you can always skip.
Yeah.
You're right. But that's why it's reluctantly. We're not giving a person that advice. We'd see, one should definitely come in time and not do that. But we're talking about it happens. If you learn in the beginning of the heading, it says, the law of somebody who delayed come. It means it happens as an occasional thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the problem. The Shulchan Aruch does what people daven fast and you can't keep up with the minyan. Mm-hmm. Some people unfortunately have another problem. The minyan is too slow. So they don't want to spend half an hour in the shul. They think a half an hour is a lot. They only want to spend 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So they figure out when the minyan is going to be almost by Shimon Esrei over there, and then they come in and do a chaplap 1-2-3, you know, so you have all kinds of things. But you're right. And that's why the Rebbe in the letter rules that you should daven slowly and not catch up. But let's first see what it says over here.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
The Kate said midaleg. So now we have to know how does he skip? Which parts does he skip? Okay? How does that? Im yesh lo shehut likro mizmor tehila le David. If he has enough time to just say the tehila le David, that's the Ashrei Yoshvei, that perek of Tehillim. Dai b'mizmor zeh, then it's sufficient just saying that mizmor levarech lefana baruch shamar v'acharav yishtabach. So you can say baruch shamar and yishtabach and do the tehillah leDavid. Now we, as we learned before, the reason why we have all the other mizmorim come because of Ashrei tehillah leDavid. Because of the statement, Kol Omer Tefillah LeDavid Gimel Pamim B'chol Yom Muftach Lo Shuben Olam Haba. If you say it three times every day, you guarantee that you're going to have Olam Haba. So the whole reason for the Pesukei de Zimra in the first place comes because of Tehillah LeDavid. So in the case when you're pressed, you can say just the Tehillah LeDavid. V'av shetiknu levarech v'likrois mit Tehillah LeDavid. At Kol HaNeshama. That's the end of the last chapter, Kol HaNeshama Talal Yudkei Haluka, that's the last end of the Tehillim. Mikol Mokoy. Kivon Sheikirat HaKoner Lehoiso Elo B'Shvil Mizmer Zeh. The original main reason why they made it was for this Mizmer, for Tilul David. Kimeshen is Bayer B'Simonun Aleph, as we explained in Simonun Aleph. Dai Loi B'Mizmer Zeh. It's sufficient with that Mizmer. Kadesh Yikra Kriyat Shema V'Yitpalelim HaTzibur. So that he should do the Shema Yisrael and the Tfilah together with the Minyan. So, minimally, he can do that if he doesn't have the least time. He can do that. V'im yesh lo shuhut yoter, if he has more time. Yoimer achar tehillah leDavid, after the tehillah leDavid, should say the beis mizmorim shel hilulim, the two mizmorim of hallelujah shehem, hallelu es Hashem min hashamayim, u'mizmor hallelu keil b'kotshoyim. V'im ein loy shuhus loymar shneyem, if he doesn't have for two, yoymar hallelu keil b'kotshoy levad, just hallelu keil b'kotshoy. That's the most important. V'im yesh lo shuhus yoter, if he has even more time, yoymar kol hei mizmor hallelu keil, should say the five of the hallelukas. V'im lo yesh lo shuhus yoter,
mas tomet yesh lo shuhus yoter,
meaning he's still going to be able to daven with the minyan. He comes in late, but yeah, he has to catch up.
Therefore, if he come late, therefore he has to shoot.
No, as you Omer, how late he is. Yeah, Be'ez HaShalav Uigia. It depends how much time he has. He's, he's telling you now the importance of...
Be'ez HaMatzav
HaMinyan. Yeah, Be'ez HaMinyan. If he has to shoot yoter, he has more time, Yivarech Gam, Vayivarech David, Ad L'Shem Tifartecha. U'medaleg Ad Yishtabach. So he said, Ad L'Shem Yishtabach, Ad L'Shem Yishtabach. Even though she has shoes yoter, Yoimar, Hoidu Lashem Kiru, Advu Rachum. Now, this is in the Hoidu, we say it before Baruch Shamar, but they, Nusach Ashkenaz, the way the Alter Rebbe has it over here, it's after Baruch Shamar, this is the Nusach Ashkenaz. So over there you would say Hoidu Lashem Kiru until Vu Rachum, Umedalig, Advu Rachum Shalifne Ashre, and then he would jump over till the vurachum that you say before Ashrei. In other words, we're talking about this is all after Baruch Shamar, and then you have vurachim chaperov Ashrei shivisecha. So you go up to there. Ki bentayim einom rak psukim melukotim, because in between there is just a collection of verses. It's not like one consistent big prayer. Okay, so this is all how much time he has. He gives it to you the order how much time. Now, v'im kvar etchila tzibur yotzer, if they begin already the brichat yotzer, v'ein lo shuhut loymar psuke de zimra, he doesn't have the time to say the psuke de zimra afilu bediluk, even if he skips, he doesn't have time to say yikra krishma ubirchateo im hatzibur, he should read the shema with the blessing, with the tzibur, v'yitpalel imahem, he should daven with them. So it's important, even you see the birchot kriya shema and the shema, not only the davening, but it's important even the kriya shema and the shema to do together with the minyan. V'achar kach, yesh omrim, now what he does afterwards, once he finishes, there's some that say, shetzorich likreis kol ha-psuke dizimro, im habrachot shel lifnei v'lachareihem. So then he's going to have to do the whole thing with the brachot before and after. V'yesh emrim she'ein tzorich koliker. There's those that say you don't have to do it at all. Lifi sheloi nitaknu elo koidem atfilo, because they were instituted only before the davening. Once you davened, like we said before, it's the shvach of Hashem before you pray, but not after you prayed. Once you prayed already, there's no point in doing the shvach of Hashem. Lefikach ein loy levorich klal loy lifneihem. So that's why you cannot make a brocha, not before and not afterwards, because whenever we have a machloikis, making a brocha is taking Hashem's name and mentioning it. You can't say it levatala, so you can't make the brocha. But if you want to read them without making the brocha, that's good, because you're saying psukim of the Tehillim, of the Chumash, or the Nach. And let's persevere all day. So this is the second opinion. So the halacha is, you should read them after the davening, kedei lochush lisvora rishena, to take into account, to worry about the second idea, havelo yivorech loy baruch shomar, velo yishtabach, not to make the blessing, not baruch shomar, not yishtabach, shesofik brachet laokel, brachot laokel, because when you're not sure to make a bracha, we're lenient. Umekol mokoyim, yoymar kol habrochas shemuchuyiv levorech baboker, kamei shekosuv b'simen memvov. The person should still say all the brachot, brachot hashachar, that he has to say in the morning, that he has to say, as it says in Simen Memvov. But v'yesh amrim, there are those that say, shelo yoymar birchas elekai nishama, that the blessing of elekai nishama shouldn't say, mipnei sheyotzo bebirchas mechaye metim, shebetfila, because when you say mechaye metim, he already fulfilled the obligation, doesn't have to say elekai nishama. So we should take this account lechatchila, and therefore levarachoy to kod matfila, to make it before the davening. However, it seems like it rules, if you didn't make it before the davening, you should still say it before. You should say it after the davening, even the bracha lekai neshama.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. It rules here.
Yeah.
But it says, it just says that some people say it's so different lechatchila levarachoy matfila. But if he didn't make it before the tefila, then he'll make all the bracha. But the question becomes now, what about al netilat yadayim? Let's say if he didn't do netilat yadayim, okay, he has to wash his hands, right? But what happens if he didn't wash his hands, or he washed his hands and he didn't make the bracha al netilat yadayim? So it seems like over there, after the davening, you can't really make al netilat yadayim, because after shacharit, part of the reason is shacharit, according to some opinions. Once after Shacharit, I saw in the Mishnah Berurah says, according to all opinions, you're not going to say the bracha on the Tilat Yadayim after Shacharit. Even if for some reason you didn't make the bracha on the Tilat Yadayim. So let's say what happens if you meet somebody in the street or somebody, you put on the tefillin with somebody. So you tell them to go wash your hands. You know, you wash your hands. Should he make the bracha on the Tilat Yadayim when he washes his hands? You know, just to say them. You know, he didn't daven shacharit. He got up in the morning, he did everything else. So I think he should make maybe the berachat on the tilat yadayim over there, because he's still before shacharit. Now, it could be like late in the day. Let's say you turn before the shkia. Yeah, but you know, you have to make Hashem the bracha. Now, the takara, the chachamim was, when you get up in the morning and you become a new creation, you should make. When, how long could you make it? Can you make it all day? You can make it till at night time? I don't know. This is something we have to figure out.
You can do tilat yadayim with a kavana b'shel anech tefillin, lo a kavana shel.
Ken, aval lanech tefillin em bracha tefillin bederach klal. But you say lachatchila, you say it because you become in the morning a beriyah chadasha. But this guy didn't say it in the morning. Yeah, but then a beriyah chadasha, he said you can say all day you become a beriyah chadasha, so you can to look in the mefarshim to see exactly what the. What the story then? Okay, we'll leave over here. We'll continue. You're staying in that Ma'ariv, or I close the lights?
Yeah, I will close the lights.
You close the lights.
Ad ma ta choshev shehashem? Stam dugma kara, achshav yesh chaverim mechabad, yoshvim sham, mufim yehudim laniach tefillin.
Okay.
Adam hazeh lo natal yadayim.
Lachen ani medaber al zeh.
לא, אז אני אומר.
צריכים לטול ידיים קצת.
שנייה, עזוב את המפרשים, עזוב את הצדיקים, עזוב הכל. בוא נראה, אנחנו אנשים הפשוטים. We are the simple.
Yeah, I understand.
What do you think Hashem
wants him to do?
No. What do you think Hashem like in this? Wow, you think Hashem yakpid? Wow, this guy didn't wash his hand. He lo gadal be.
No, but the point is something else. I think you have another opportunity to do another mitzvah, make another bracha.
Yeah.
I'm not saying. I'm saying it's not a problem. I'm saying you wash his hands and let him make another bracha. If he's going to wash his hands, he didn't do it in the morning. You might as well give him a chance to make another bracha until he dies.
תראה, אני חושב שזה הברכה השנייה, נטילת ידיים, נטילת ידיים.
No, זה ברכה ראשונה.
Yeah, but I think that
you're modani. But then you say until he dies. Yeah. So why not give him another opportunity to say bracha, wash his hands, and say a bracha asher yatzar?
אבל הוא לא אמר מודה.
אוקיי, המודה זה לא חיוב, הוא אומר על קין נשמה, הוא יכול להגיד. רק מה, הוא בן קונות על ידיים, בכלל סתם, Hunatal Yadayim, if he's washing his hands. Yeah. Because usually the thing is like this. Usually when you wash the hands and get up in the morning, you say, because you're a Briya Chadasha, you're a new creation. Mm-hmm. Now what happens if a person sleeps during the daytime? You know, you find that you could make a bracha in the afternoon. You know, if you didn't daven, you could make a bracha. I mean, you have to make it in the morning. But if you didn't make it, he says all the brachot also, if he didn't do it after Shacharit, he'll do it after Shacharit also here too.
Yeah.
I saw it, the Mishnah Brura brings down that after Shacharit, according to our opinion, you don't say it. That's what they saw over there. But over here I see the Rav, the Rebbe says to make all the brachot, but it doesn't say anything about Netilat Yadayim. So I don't know. Okay.